producers.
My FM. You got your mother
in your... Searching for location. Destination found. Calgary. Radio. 104.3. My FM.
Riding in the drop top with the top down, so you're switching lanes.
Hello, this is Madonna, and you're listening to the best radio station in town.
Alright, more from the guys who are most known in the States as the guys from Benstown, Andy and Ollie. And I'm just, well, actually, Ollie, is your last name Clank?
That's right, yeah.
Right? Yeah, see, I can say that name. That was my point. I was going to show off. I can actually say your name, no problem. Let me just have one more go. Andreas Sonneman.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Okay, all right. So I don't think I was perfect, but he was just being nice there.
Yeah, you would do it. The Americans say Sonneman because, like, they do everything with M-A-N is man, so...
Well, you know, a quick story why I said that is I was in Vegas for the World Series in July, and we end up going over to O'Shea's. I don't know if you guys have been to Vegas or have heard of O'Shea's, but
no,
it's
been there, but I have never heard of it.
Well, O'Shea's is on the strip, but it's this complete dive casino. It's great because it's just a complete hole-in-the-wall piece of crap, but it's got tons of people and it's got beer pong. So this friend of mine and I, you know, this girl, by the way, it's a girl and me, we go back there and we're playing beer pong with this guy from Canada and this guy from Germany. And so I was excited because I just started working with you guys. So I'm like, hey, I actually work with a couple Germans. He's like, well, where are they from? I'm like, Stuttgart. He's like, oh, I have a condo like 20 miles from there. And he's like, what's their name? And I'm like, actually, I don't know. I couldn't say it. So I showed him your name and he said Sonneman. So that's why I say it. Yeah. Sonneman.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess that was a really long story to get to the point as to why I say sun them on.
Yeah, but it sounds great, so.
All right. Andy and Ollie are here, Benstown. Now, if you missed part one, we did a little more on their background, and we talked about the types of jobs they've done and, of course, the success with Benstown. But now we're going to get more into your technical stuff. First of all, you're in your own studio. I mean, you know, I'd say the word home studio. It's your business studio. You guys both work out of there every day, correct?
Correct, yeah. But we are building, so we got one big studio here in Stuttgart. It's, let's say, 65 square meters studio. Like, just the studio is 65 square meters, so it's like a real huge one. And we are building a home studio for Ollie at Ollie's home, so Ollie can even more concentrate on the musical parts to deliver great stuff for Benstown, so that he's more... even more in that musical composing flow than he's here, having clients all the time here, people calling and stuff. So we will have a second studio in Germany pretty soon.
So it sounds like the studio you have is a business studio, but it can get a little hectic. I mean, okay, tell me about this. How many different clients do you have coming by that are interacting with you guys? Is it one a week, one a day, that kind of?
It's really a lot. So we got all the Benstown clients, and we also got our clients over here. So, I mean, we serve at the moment, I think, 7 to 10 radio stations in Germany. We do, and then all the Benstown stuff. Except the stuff you do for country and Harry's doing for rock. I mean, that's pretty it. So we got clients on a regular basis here, let's say between 5 and 10 all the time, and all the Benstown stuff. So it could be in the morning, it's the German guys. If it's getting 4 or 5 in the afternoon here, it's like you guys.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just so everybody knows, we started this thing at about 9:45 Central Time, and it's, 4:45 your time?
Yep.
Yeah. So you guys are about ready to be done with your day, and I'm about to go start it. But so more technical now, talk about your studio. People always are interested to hear the type of equipment that the big-time producers are using. As you said, you have your business studio, the one that both of you work out of. Who else works there with you, first of all?
We have Fabi, who is our assistant producer, one of our assistant producers. He's working outside on a Pro Tools LA system. So we just run Pro Tools, so there is no, you won't find any Logic, Ableton or something else. So we're absolutely Pro Tools fans.
So well, let's stop there. Why do you guys like Pro Tools so much? Why haven't you ever incorporated a Logic setup or maybe just another system of any sort? Why is it all Pro Tools?
Pro Tools is very clear. Logic is very, very complicated. You can really dig into technical things, and Pro Tools is really clear, and it's a studio standard worldwide. So everyone in the world has a Pro Tools in the corner.
Now, I'll play devil's advocate. I love Pro Tools, but I would have you, or I would say, I've heard many people say that Logic is much easier to compose and produce music with than Pro Tools.
It used to be. I mean, we had Logic when I started on Logic, and to be honest with you, Logic 4.0. I started on Logic or 3.0. It was like the biggest crap you ever seen. You can't compare with Pro Tools. They really got better, and the MIDI opportunities are really massive in Logic. Also, the music arrangements things are really massive. If you want to work out of a lot of presets, Logic is a great way to go. But if you know what you're doing, you can be a lot of faster with Pro Tools, in my opinion, or from our experience. I mean, Ollie is doing music every day, and he tried Logic. And if you're used to Pro Tools, I wouldn't say to anybody, go to Logic. I mean, there are a lot of Logic users out there, and if they ever use Logic, cool. But if you're coming from Pro Tools, especially the audio editing, it's like, to me, it's an absolute catastrophe in Logic. So
okay.
I know they will never sign me up for a sponsorship now, but...
All right, well, we've put an end to that. So Logic, I guess you can go screw yourself. Anyway, what about other DAWs? Have you ever tried to use anything else? Maybe something a little more simple like Audition or Reaper? Ben Needle in the UK is a big fan of Reaper.
To be honest, Ryan, we don't have the time to test things.
Yeah.
We have to deliver stuff for Bandstown for our clients, and we are happy with our Pro Tools systems here and with the plugins we have, and so we are good.
I mean, I checked Ableton Live. I don't know, but to me, it's more like a DJ software. So
it's more for club, what, clubby music, loop based stuff, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, in my opinion, but I'm never digged in so deep so that I can say. I mean. Pro Tools, in my opinion, has a great development in the last years, especially with the version 7 and 8. The opportunities are massive to me, like with Elastic Audio and all that new features came up in 7. And if you do a lot of beat matching and stuff, I think Pro Tools can be compared to any software out there. And for me, it's still from the quality point, like the audio the signal, like it goes out of the software or through your interfaces. I mean, we're using an HD3 XL here with the DigiDesign IO and everything. Like, the signal is coming out. To me, it's like still not the other system are still not comparable from a quality standpoint. I mean, it's very hard to explain that technical stuff in English for me, but maybe Ollie can explain better because he's more the technical guy. Like the Wandler, I don't know what it is in English.
And ADDA
converter.
Yeah,
the converters. Yes.
In my opinion, in the Digi Rack or in the Digi Design, in the interfaces and everything, the cards, there's still a lot of better than what you can get on the market. Like there's another
who is
Motu,
and all that other stuff.
And like the M-Audio stuff, you guys probably like it better than that.
Yeah, M-Audio is the cheap one of Avid. So
yeah, So you guys are on the HD3 system. You guys have upgraded then pretty recently. What else? Let's talk about your plugins. And let's keep it a little simpler because we don't have as many music composers listening. We have more radio imaging producers listening. What are your favorite EQs, compressors? How do you set up your chains and get into some of that stuff? And let's talk about maybe vocal tracks first.
Okay, so let's do. I will do first because Ali does it different sometimes. So,
okay.
I mean, for the real voice compression, I really like the Renaissance stuff. So,
okay.
I'm a big
Renaissance.
Renaissance, however you want to. I really like it. I like the Mac DSP filter bank a lot. I like the Massenburg. You ever checked that out? Massenburg EQ.
No, I've not actually.
It is pretty sweet, and as a limiter, I like the L2 still.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's what I use.
Yeah, I like the L2, and
what about the L1? Do you like the L1 plus?
Not so much because I think it's crushing the high signal so much. So okay. I like the L2 more.
What about the L3?
It does me too much latency. It does me too much latency in my sessions because we still run a 7 version in the big studio. The latency is too big for me, so I have to buy.
Really? Okay, well, that's interesting to hear. I like to use it as a mastering plug. I don't know what you think about that.
Yeah, definitely. So we are mastering different on something. I mean, it depends what we're doing. I like the L3, and I also like. And I can recommend that. I like the T-Rex. I don't know if you ever checked it out. There is a plugin called T-Rex, yeah. Mm-hmm. It is, to me, one of the best master plugins you can buy for, let's say, not too much money at the moment. No outboard equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely should check that out if you like mastering. So
if you've got young producers listening and they're thinking, I mean, because the problem, and I try and look out for this, but every time I do a new episode with, you know, the top producers, they always have all these plugins they love. But if you could tell me, let's just say one or two plugins that are must have and they're the best for the value, do you have any that come to mind?
Ollie?
that's a pretty difficult question. Because I love every plugin. I'm a junkie.
No,
So we have so many different templates and so many different plugins we are using for those specific templates.
Yeah, but I think the Digi Design stuff is in the 8 version.
Is pretty good.
It's pretty good. I mean, there are a lot of great stuff is in the Digi Design 8 version. So
so you guys are our top producers in Europe, and you're saying that the plugins that come for free with Pro Tools are good enough to get you going.
Definitely. If you do radio imaging, you can do everything with the plugins. You just need to know how to use it. But to me, I mean, they're pretty good. I mean, there is better stuff around, but they're pretty decent. If you think about how much Pro Tools was like 5 or 6 years ago without anything. So, I mean, that's a really great development what they're doing at the moment, in my opinion. I really like the Air stuff. So I worked sometimes on the smaller systems outside, and I like the Air stuff. Also, they're pretty decent.
Okay, let's see here. Let's move on to some of the other things you have in your studio. Obviously, the studio you have there is built for composing music. What kind of mics are you using in there? And maybe I haven't even brought this up. Do either of you do a lot or any voice work?
I don't do voice work because my dialect in German is too hard. So Ollie is doing some voice work here.
In German, not in English.
Okay. Your German dialect is not, what, correct to be? You have like a German accent?
Yeah,
like German?
Like, here is like, if you have somebody from Alabama, he speaks different than in New York, and that's what we have here in southern Germany. So people, for me, it's no hard accent, but if you talk to a guy in Hamburg, he will say, okay, you're from southern Germany. I don't know where you're from, but you sound like southern German.
Okay.
And that's what my German accent is. So.
So you're the southerner there then, and Ollie, what, are you a northerner?
No, I'm southern too. I'm from Stuttgart like Andy too, but my wife is from northern Germany, and
she doesn't understand him, you know.
She doesn't understand me. So I have to try to speak correct German.
So you guys are just hillbilly southerners.
No, it's a little different here. So it's different. So our region, the southern part of Germany, is, let's say, the economic strongest region in entire Europe. So because Mercedes this year, Porsche, Bosch, like all the big car manufacturing companies.
Yeah.
So it, I wouldn't say it's like hillbilly. It's like,
yeah,
it's more educated kind of.
Oh, so you're the snobby Southern Germans then. All right, I get it. I see how it is. You know, I don't know if I made mention of this yet. Boy, I might have said it some other time, but we never really discussed why it's called Benztown. And I think people may be interested to know why it's called Benztown, the company.
Because we're located in Stuttgart, and Stuttgart is the home of Mercedes-Benz. And a quite common word here in usual language is for Stuttgart is Benztown, especially in the music scene. In the hip hop scene, in the music scene in Germany, Benztown is associated a lot with Stuttgart because Mercedes is coming from here. So,
and at what time? Like, I think it was when I first met you. You had mentioned that it's almost like the Detroit of Germany that has the most auto production in Germany. Is that true?
Definitely. There is also Volkswagen, which is in Wolfsburg, but we got Porsche and Mercedes here, and Bosch. So.
The quality. In
so here is more like the high quality car manufacturing is here. So I never been to Detroit, and I don't know if Detroit is an ugly city. So Stuttgart isn't, even if there's a lot of factories and stuff around, but it's not like in the city center or something. It's around Stuttgart.
So, yeah, no, Detroit is terrible. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. No, I'm kidding for people that live in Detroit. For everyone else, I'm not kidding. It's an awful place. okay, sorry. Let's get back, because we're going to be rounding out here, but I did want to talk a little more technical and get back to Ollie real quick. What kind of mics do you like to use? And I'm assuming – I've seen pictures of your studio online, and I'll get a link to some of those, but are you using the space that you would record everything in to do your voice work, i.e. like record your guitars and whatnot? Yeah. The big room?
We record everything here in the big studio. So we have no booth because I like to interact with singers when they're here in the big room.
Okay.
Because our room is pretty good, so it sounds pretty good, and we can record definitely here.
And do you have any mics that you like to use specifically?
Yeah, we have a few mics for vocals for sure, for guitars, but the one I like most isn't one of the expensive ones. It's a Rode. I don't know in English. How is it in English?
I think it's just Rode.
Rode. Yeah.
It's the Rode K2. I like that mic. I love it. Because it's pretty cool. It sounds so pretty warm, and it's perfect for doing vocals and voiceover.
And tell me a bit about your actual studio. How long have you guys been in that studio, and how long did it take you to build it, and was it pretty expensive? Did you put a lot of time into the engineering and that kind of thing?
I think the most expensive thing we have is, beside the Pro Tools system, like because it's an HD3, it's the Manley Voxbox.
Oh, okay.
And I would recommend to everybody who does a lot of vocal recordings and vocal sessions. We even play guitars with it, so we even put the guitar through it, and it sounds really, really great. So I think this is the most expensive outboard gear that we have, and the one we love most. So we were thinking a lot when we bought it in 2.5 or 2.6 if we definitely need it. Today I would say yes, we need it, because voice recording's never been so easy and so sweet and so nice with a Voxbox. But for the studio, in this studio, we're here for 1.5 years now. It has been big luck we got it, because two people we know, they had a big Dolby production company, and they split up, and they had to get rid of the studio. So the rent is not that high, and it's a pretty great studio, because it was bought in 2000, and I've seen the bills. It was like $500,000 D-marks. I know in euros it would be like 250 today. So we had great luck that we can use it without paying for it. So we never paid the building of it. So we never paid the building. We're just using it. So that's
that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That price tag can get really high. Let's talk a little about your work day. You guys get in there and whatever time in the morning. Is it just constant work for however many hours a day? And what kind of things are you doing throughout your day? Let's start with Ollie this time.
Okay, when I wake up, the first thing I do is get to the coffee machine and drink my coffee to wake up. And after that, I'm just checking my emails for an hour or one and a half, and then I start producing. And sometimes it's a jingle package for a client. Sometimes I start with a bed for Bandstown. Sometimes I start with a promo for a client or for Bandstown. It depends on how I feel on that day.
And your list of things to do is pretty large, I would imagine. How many things do you have sitting there right now that you would like to get done? You know, how long is your list of things to do?
Oh, in kilometers?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Now, give me miles for us dumb Americans.
Okay, miles. Too long. It's too long. But it's, I think every imaging guy in every radio station has that long list. And so that's the producer's life, I think.
Yeah. Well, your stuff is more musical. I would guess that to make how long does it take to make, you know, on Bandstown you call them the MB, the music beds, but you're making beds for lots of different formats. I don't know how many you make, however many a month you make, but how long does it take to make one of those beds for you?
It depends.
So yeah, okay, I was just going to say that. That's okay. An obvious answer. Yeah. It's going to depend. But
an urban bed or an CHR bed is pretty fast because it's all that 4-to-the-floor bass drums and all that synthy stuff, so you have no acoustic guitars or that stuff in it. So for AC, hot AC, or for news, for example, it's almost half a day to a day one music bed.
And so you'll go into your work that day, and you're going to do one bed. And you're like, oh, whew, all right, I'm done. Oh, that's a day. You know, that's what I did today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like that world of music production would be tough for me because it would be hard. You know, I like to kind of look back on the day and go, all right, I got 50 things done today, you know?
Yeah, I mean, so we try to schedule that around so Ollie has the freedom to do that because I'll get done all the other shit. So.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends really what Ollie says. I mean, we are doing a jingle package at the moment for a German client, and it's all acoustical. So we all not acoustical, it's all real instruments. Let me check that. So, what you hear, like the drums is real, so it's recorded here. So the guitars are played by Ollie. If there is a piano in, it's also recorded and played by Ollie. Okay, there's some synthesizer stuff or some onboard stuff in because to give it a today feel. Like if you hear Maroon 5, you also will hear synthesizers and stuff like that. But it needs a lot of more time to do things like that or to play the guitar right because you have to record it a few different times than, let's say, do a promo or an imaging piece. I mean, it's that's why Ollie. Why I tell that is because Ollie has the freedom to crank that out, and he definitely every musician knows he needs the freedom and the time to be creative in that part. Because like Ryan, you know that best. For you and me, it's pretty easy to sit down and say, okay, I start with 5 brandings today, and you will have the brandings done. Maybe you need an hour or half an hour or 45 minutes, or if it's like really really tricky and difficult, maybe 1.5 hours. But then it's done. I mean, you know, you listen to the song and you know, okay, there's the hook. I need this IDs, that listeners, that samples, and you grab them from your archives. But in music, it's so different and so so much more difficult to be creative each day. So you definitely need the freedom to do different things, and that's a pretty nice thing coming with Bandstown. So considering musical skills and creativity, because if Ollie is feeling more like a country guy today, so he can slam out a country bed. So if we do like a movie trailer for television or something, so he can, if he's aggressive and he knows he need that big classical impacting movie stuff, so he can do that this day. So he has the absolutely creative freedom of getting these things done, and that's
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to ask, which would kind of impact that, as far as the business aspects of what you have to take care of day to day, Obviously, you're locked in with Ben's Town, and I know Chachi and his crew in LA are handling most, if not all, of the actual business side of things. But for your own company and for Ben's Town, you know, how much office work and just dealing with clients and the business side of things are you having to do daily?
I would say 2 to 4 hours.
Hmm.
So it's a lot because we have to do the website stuff. All of people doing the website, they work some parts from Germany. So we got a guy in Hamburg who does all the programming for Ben's Town. Alex, he's a great guy. But like always, you need to talk to these people and tell them what your visions are and what you want to have next. So, it's a lot of administrational work. Not just, it's a lot of clients, like talking to clients, discussing about upcoming things or things you do at the moment. Like you said, it's a lot of administration and also sending out routines to the imaging directors. So, it's also a lot of administration work. But I try to cover that to give Ollie that freedom to be creative in the musical part, because that is a massive strength that we have, considering to other imaging services or other companies, that we got Ollie. I mean, they got guys and we got Ollie. So no matter if you need a Chinese music bat, so he can do it for you. If you need a country jingle package, he can do it.
Yourmaninstuttgart.com.
It's like yourmaninindia.com. You just call him and say, "Okay, I need that," and he will crank it out for you. And that's.
Do you have that? Do you have that website, yourmaninstuttgart.com?
No.
Oh man, you better go get that real quick. Somebody's gonna take it. So,
if you need an actor for the next porn movie, you have to call Andy.
Oh, okay. All right. Porn, Andy. Everything else, Ollie. Well, music wise, yeah. Okay.
But that being said, Ryan, we don't have that usual 8-hour workday.
Yeah, I would guess not. Yeah. At least 8.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
12, 13, 14 hours. So another thing that people are going to be very interested in as we kind of round out here is you guys, obviously, it's been about 10 years, 10 or 11 years. You were in a station. It was a big station, but you were in it. Then you went on your own and you've become successful. You've acquired clients. What are some of the things that you've done over the years? I mean, word of mouth is always huge. Everybody knows that. You do something good with someone, they're going to hire you again and it expands. But, you know, as far as sales or marketing of yourselves, what are some of the things you guys have done to gain new clients and that has, you know, made you guys pretty successful?
I mean, at the start, we tried a lot of things. So we tried internet, sure, like marketing campaigns on radio websites and stuff. We tried a lot of different things at the start, but to be honest, I think in the media world or in any business world is just about networking and communication, and it's just about who you know and why he knows you and because of what you are doing. It's I would also say word of mouth is the most powerful thing you can try to build up, being a great producer, a great script writer, or whatever you do, a great actor. If you get the word of mouth and if people start talking about what you're doing, I mean, we see that with all that imaging guys around, there are people they never market themselves, like Matt Nikolic from Australia. He never marketed himself, so you never heard Matt speaking somewhere, but everybody in the world or in the imaging world knows that Matt maybe is one of the best 5 guys you can get for CHR. Same with Jeff Thomas or with the guy Paul we were speaking about from the UK. So if the people are good, they or if your work is good and if you find people dealing honest with you and like what you do, you definitely will get another gig. That's my true opportunity and feeling. Today, I just believe if you want to market yourself, I believe just in the internet. Everything else is not valid to me on a business standpoint. So I never would spend money from my business bank account for marketing on television or radio. Sure. For what we do, the internet is like one of the most powerful tools. And like you do with Ryan on the radio and we now do with Ben's Town with a blog, I think it works best giving people easy entry to free knowledge and free wisdom and free content.
Yeah.
I think that's the key. Giving free content to people and they will like it, they will be thankful for it and they will share it, retweet it, they will show their friends. I think that's the strategy for marketing for tomorrow.
We didn't have that in the future. We didn't have those tools, those blogs to get inspired by YouTube and all those internet stuff.
So we never had that. We bought CDs from California Aircheck when we worked at Big Event to get the sound of Jeff Thomas doing Kiss. And today you just type in Google, whatever you type in, Andy production and Benstown, and you would find something maybe is inspiring you. So I think providing inspiration, to come back to that, providing inspiration and ways of doing your shit or getting your shit done is the most valuable tool you can use for marketing, or you can use to show people, hey, I'm successful, I got a company, we do great stuff, but I'm a nice guy. So because most of the people in the business, they are nice guys. So most of the people we met, they're all nice. So
and it's a great feeling to give away your experience. So we do a lot of coaching here in Germany at radio stations. We coach producers in producing or in imaging their stations, and it's pretty great to see if someone you teach things umsetzen, Andy.
Yeah, how he develops
how he develops in the station with your experience.
Yeah, that's kind of why I did this podcast. I like to see what happens after like when I do an interview like this, I will have people email me and tell me, you know, why it was valuable to them. And especially if it's a young, 18-year-old type producer that's just trying to break in, and you just feel kind of good that I got to bring these guys from Germany on, and they said X, Y, and Z, and now this guy is going to go find a radio job, and he's going to be, the next Jeff Thomas, or the next Dave Fox, or the next Andreas Sonnemann.
that's the key to keep radio alive. I mean, we need that young guys and that talented people to keep radio alive. I don't know how it is there, but that's how it is here. Because we hear a lot of good guys, and if they're good enough, they do television. They're not like, oh, I want to go into radio. Today, everybody want to do something with the internet, to be a programmer or a designer. And to keep the talents or get the talents on radio is one of our personal goals, because we love radio. We are radio guys ever, so we will do radio forever, no matter if we do more movies or cinema or whatever. So we will do radio, because radio is our baby. We love radio, we love working with radio people, and to us, radio has still the biggest impact in the media world, because it's updated constantly on daily. It's the only thing comparable to the internet to me.
I couldn't agree with you more. Let's let me get my final question out. Now, both of you may want to answer this separately, or you may agree with one another. But my final question is typically, and you may have already said it actually, but what is the one single thing or the one single piece of advice you would give up and comers that would allow them to be successful in this business, in the business of radio production and or music production?
From my side, it's in three short sentences. Be good, be nice, and be honest.
Nice. I like that. I like that. Simplistic, and it didn't take you an hour to answer it, and it's very useful. What about you, Andy?
I would say the most important thing is dedication to something. I would say share your tricks you learned with other people. And try to be one of the nice guys. So that's also my experience. Because we all run around, everybody thinks, oh, you have to be an asshole or a hard guy or a tough guy to get through. There will be times you have to be a hard guy or a tough guy, but not in your daily work, or not in your business. In my opportunity, in my opinion, it's just about opportunities and about visions. And if you're a guy with visions and you dedicate yourself to something, so you will achieve something great. That's my true feeling and true opinion. No matter if you meet assholes or people the way they don't like what you're doing, it doesn't matter. If you're the best, you're the best. If you're good, you're good. They can't change that. So
Well, excellent, guys. I really, really appreciate it. This was my first time to venture into the land of Germany for an interview for the podcast. So thank you for helping me out with that.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
Good. So let's see here. I've been to the UK a couple times. I've been to Australia, now Germany. Where do you guys think I should go next internationally? Where do you think some of the best imaging is being done, where I should find somebody and talk to them outside of the UK, Australia, and Germany?
I don't know. I mean, these are the markets we monitor most. I mean, I don't know a lot about New Zealand. I know that we got a few clients in New Zealand through Benstown, but I never heard something that, I mean, maybe Canada.
Yeah, there's some good stuff in Toronto. Yeah. I was thinking more like, is there some good radio in Paris, in France anywhere, or in...
Yeah, I mean, there's a station called Fun Fun in France. Fun Fun or Energy, but Energy just in France.
So yeah.
It's called Energie in France. The German stations are... Yeah. Cut that. Because they're one of our clients, so... The German stations, they're not as good as the French stations. So
okay, guys. Well, that's cool.
Ryan, short, can we just make another thing on the Benstown blog so that there are something that there are tricks and that the people can go and subscribe and learn something from what you're doing and what we're doing, and that there is inspiration and there will be more and more, even more. I mean, you can do that. You just can drop a last sentence and do that. It will be nice because we got like more than 1300 people watching it since we started last week. So I think it will be powerful. So
no, that's awesome. Tell me also where, you know, I'm going to have links to, I love the new blog, by the way.
Cool.
I love the new Benstown branding. It's benstownbranding.wordpress.com. But anyway, I have a link to that. I love it. I've already contributed a couple of videos, which were, you know, okay. They're very simple. But you have a lot of different types of content there, which is going to be really cool. Where else are you guys on the web or elsewhere that you'd like people to find you and check out your stuff?
You can find us, like you said, on the blog. You can go to benstown.com. Or benstownbranding.com to listen to demos or to get your free trial for Benstown. You can check out the homepage of our German company. It's called soundquadrat.de or .com. Both works.
I'll put the link on the site just so people can get to it for sure.
Yep. Yeah. And you can check out Benstown on Facebook.
Yeah. I'll throw a link to that as well, actually. All right, Andy and Ollie of Benstown. Guys, it was a great interview. People are going to be excited to hear from you, and I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
It was a pleasure.
The producers.
There you go. Round it out. Thanks to the guys from Benstown again, Andy and Ollie. Good guys to work with. Very talented. And just go to the show notes page. I won't have a ton on the show notes because I featured a lot of their audio here, but I will have links, a lot of links, because they have audio posts, you know, demos posted all over the place. So we'll get you their Facebook link. We'll get you their Sound Quadrat link. I think there's an English version. You know what? I haven't been there in a little while. Anyway, if you speak German, I'm pretty sure you'll be good. English? I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out together. Also, of course, the Benstown link and the blog, the Benstown branding blog, which is really cool. They're moving that thing along. A ton of posts, including my lame videos, which I would almost bet nobody listening to this podcast needs to watch. I'm pretty confident most people listening to this podcast knows already all about the little things I put in my videos. I just wanted to get them, help them out and get them started with a couple of tutorial videos. So anyway, check them out if you want. Let's see here. Oh yeah, their Facebook. There's a imaging producers Facebook community, which I believe I posted a ridiculous link for last time. I'll do the same thing in case you missed that from the last one. There'll be a bunch of links in the show notes section. Otherwise, I think I did all my yapping in the beginning of part one, so I'm done with the yapping. Lots of great guest requests have come in. I have a big old list. I've made contact with a couple. I'll be making contact with a few more. I should have at least one, if not two. I would say I'll get two more interviews in before the end of this year. So maybe another one end of November, beginning of December, and then one right before Christmas for the holidays. Anyway, there's just lots of plans. And if you have anything to send in to me, of course, you can always do that. Everybody is always very nice to me, and which is nice and all. But if you do have critique or you want to hear different things, please don't fear. Send it my way. I have a thick skin, and if anything, I'll just go weep by myself in the shower, and everything will be okay. That's all. Thank you so much for checking it out. Bye.
The Producers with Ryan Dream.
Have a question, comment, or concern? Go f*** yourself. Just kidding. Kind of.
Email Ryan at ryanontheradio.com.
ryanontheradio.com. Ryan on the radio. Gotta make a jingle.
Ryan on the radio.
Radio. Ryan on the radio.
The Producers.
The Producers.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.